The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. Racing Podcast with a little bit of a difference today. We're going to be looking ahead to some of the action on Wednesday the 11th of September. Stuart Beasley, Sean Quinn and Mark Slater will be your studio team on Wednesday, bringing you action from Carlisle, Doncaster, Uttoxeter, Kempton and Galway. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined on the line by Dale Gibson to look ahead to some of the racing at Doncaster. How are you doing, Dale?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Very good, yes. Very, very good. As I mentioned, it's a racing podcast with a little bit of a difference today. The race that we're going to focus on is the Ledger Legends Classified Stakes. Obviously, a race for charity, for retired jockeys. And you ride in it once more. You take the ride on Sword in Hand for Alan Jarvis.
I do indeed, yes. It's the fourth running now of the Clipper Logistic Ledger Legends Stakes at Doncaster. When we first set it up 4 years ago, we didn't think it would prove as popular as it has done. We've raised £360,000 in the last 3 years for two northern-based charities, Jack Berry House at Moulton, which is soon to restart building work there, and the redevelopment of the Northern Racing College at Doncaster. And it's been a fabulous success, as I say. 16 go to post again, and it looks to be a very open race. We're really looking forward to a great day. We've got 470 people for lunch as well, so it's full on.
Wow, that's not bad, is it? As you mentioned, raising a lot of money for great causes. Also attracted some really big names, hasn't it, over the past few years?
Yeah, it has. Pat Edry rode in it the first year, and then Julie Crone rode in it in years two and three, and obviously Mick Kinnane won it last year in a thrilling finish with George Duffy. But unfortunately, Mick can't ride in it this year. He's one of the many injured jockeys you may have read in the paper. I've had a bit of a nightmare the last couple of weeks with people getting injured. John Reid got injured just over the weekend, Alan Mackay the week before, and Jamie Osborne, and then of course at the start of the year, George Duffield broke his leg riding out. Tom O'Ryan got badly hurt in an accident cutting grass. So it's been one thing after another this year, I'm afraid.
Certainly has. But there's quite a few jockeys there that are not long retired, shall we say. We've got the likes of Jimmy McCarthy, Michael Hills. I mean, even yourself, Tony Culhane, really. Yeah. Recently retired jockeys who surely would have a great chance in this race.
Absolutely. Jimmy McCarthy's only 7 weeks out of retirement, and I don't think he's stood still very long since then, so he'll be very fit. Michael Hill's obviously retired at the back end of last year. Tony Culhane retired in the spring of this year, and I know they've all been keeping fit and busy and riding work, as have the entire team. And we've obviously got some fresh faces with John Lowe, who's as fit as a flea. He's riding in it for the first time. Willie Supple, who's coming over from Ireland, he's as fit as a flea. He's riding in it for the first time. So a really good cross-section of jockeys. Between us, we have ridden 17,000 professional winners.
That's not bad, is it, Dale?
No.
We've got, obviously, as you said, it's something that has proved more popular than even you thought it could be. And that's reflected in the trainers that continue to provide horses to run in it, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, wide cross-section of trainers, and it seems to be, a good product that we've got. It's free entry for the owners, good prize money as well, you know, £10,000, 0-70 classified, that's more than you'd normally be getting. And, Doncaster have been great. They've put the prize money up. BHA have been a fabulous help with the licensing and the admin side, and everybody's mucked in and got together. It just shows you what racing can do when there's a common goal. We're put on a race that people want. We've put on prize money that people want, and we've helped to put on a spectacle on a day's racing that people want. So it can be done.
Brilliant. Okay, then we will we'll come back to that race shortly. We're going to have a look at three races at Doncaster, and the Ledger Legends race is the last one that we'll look at. We'll kick things off with the 2 o'clock. It's a nursery over 7 furlongs, and it looks pretty competitive, Dale.
Yeah, it does. Wide open race, as you would expect this time of year. Full weight range there with Master Carpenter at the top, 9-7 all the way down to It's All Again with 8 stone at the bottom. An open contest. One or two of these have been on the go for quite some time. If you forgive Fair Ranger, his run last time when he fluffed the start, did actually make up quite a lot of ground, he would have a chance for the informed Ryan Moore and Richard Hannon combination. But he has been on the go a long time. And this is the time of year when, you know, they've maybe only got one or two more good runs in them. And you may be looking for a fresher horse or a horse who's maybe just gradually improving. That could well be Finn Class for me. Michael Bell's two-year-old's been on the go for quite some time, but he's gradually improving, and he's using a £7 claimer in Louis Stewart to take off £7 off the horse's back. And I just have a sneaking feeling that Finn Class could just be ahead of the handicapper, and he's receding a little bit away from Fair Ranger. So for me, Finn Class can continue his winning run.
Okay then, so Finn Class in the nursery, as you mentioned, Louis Stewart takes a ride and takes £7 off, could be key. The 3 o'clock is the second race that we'll look at. It is the Scarborough Stakes, a listed contest over 5 furlongs with 11 runners down to go to post. A fascinating race this day. I mean, we'll start probably the only place to start with Borderless Scott, who is just an incredible horse and managed to get up to finish third last time at Beverley.
Yeah, he did. I mean, obviously not quite as good as he was, but it was still a pretty decent run. He obviously needed a couple of runs to get him back Cherry Ripe, having had a long time off, and actually, you know, quite a long time in the retirement paddock. Didn't really like that. He's come back with a fair amount of ability. I just wonder whether he's susceptible over a very sharp 5 furlongs to something with a bit more basic speed than him. He seems to be slightly better now meeting the ground as he did at Beverley, and maybe on a stiffer track. It's a wide open race. I did think actually at entry stage it might be more than the 11 declarations. Obviously quite a lot of racing recently, and people have maybe swerved this race to go somewhere else. Really tight race, loads of speed in the race, like to Tangerine Trees, who was a former Prix de l'Abbaye winner. You know, he's all about speed. You know, one or two others here that have just been threatening to win, or maybe don't win as often as their ability suggests. Justin Ayo, who's only won a couple of races in his career, but ran pretty well last time at Goodwood. He would have a chance if William Buick can get the right tune out of him. But I have a suspicion, and this is only an each-way selection, Magical Macy won the Gosforth Park Cup at Newcastle last time out. It's had a break, been freshened up, but is a course and distance winner. David Barron's got his team in great form. I just think Magical Macy, at a price to be placed, is probably worth having a little go at.
OK then, so Magical Macy in the 3 o'clock. And the final race that we'll look at is the aforementioned Clipper Logistics Ledger Legends Classified Stakes over the straight mile. 16 runners will go to post. We've already discussed, obviously, the jockeys taking part. I'd imagine at the head of the market, we'll focus on two or three early. Winslow, Arizona, Call Me a Cab and Piscino.
Yes, Winslow, Arizona has gradually improved this year for Michael Bell, has won as far as a mile and a quarter and has won at a mile. She hasn't beaten a lot so far, but she did win pretty well last time out, and she's got to have a pretty good chance. She's rated 69, so just £1 below the ceiling. She's a three-year-old, so she gets the three-year-old allowance. Nicely drawn in stall 9. So, yeah, Winslow, Arizona has got to be in the mix.
OK, then. What about Call Me a Cab for Charles and Michael Hills?
Yeah, again, another horse who's been pretty consistent all this year. I don't think he's hiding anything from the handicapper, hence he's, you know, still rated 69, but he's not been far away in his last two or three starts, one earlier in the year. And again, Michael Hills would be a very fit man from only having retired at the back end of last year, so another one to put in the mix.
OK, then. The next one that we'll look at is one that I quite fancy for the race, actually, Dale. It's Piscino for Scott Dixon and Tony Gulhane. Well drawn and in good form.
Yes, actually drawn next to me. A horse who likes to go forward. A little bit of rain we had the other day will help this horse. He seems to be a bit better, a little bit of juice in the ground. He won at Chester last time, a few pound higher for that, but he's you know, he's pretty straightforward. He's fairly one-dimensional. I think he'll be going forward from his high draw.
OK, then. We'll look next at Sword in Hand. It's the horse that you ride. Just the one win to date. That was at Kempton last year. But still reasonably unexposed, if you think only the 8 runs, and some decent form to its name.
Yeah, bits and bobs of form. He was beaten in the Claimer last time, but it was a pretty warm race at Newbury. He was staying on reasonably well over 7 furlongs. I think coming back to a mile will help him. But he's not been altogether straightforward. This is more his level. This will be you know, his ideal cup of tea. But I think everything's maybe got to go right for him to win. There's maybe one or two others there that have got a slightly better profile, but hopefully he'll give me a good ride. And to be perfectly honest, you know, we'd all love to win the race, but it's all about the day and what we're actually doing for the charities rather than necessarily who wins. But, you know, I would maybe advise people look at two or three of the others we've mentioned in front of Sword in Hand.
Okay, then. Obviously, with the jockeys in the race, obviously some of them haven't ridden for a long time. What's the best race, the best way, I should say, in your opinion, to approach the race? Is it based on the horse? Would you hold a horse up if it preferred that? Or would you just go out and try and get to the front early and stay there?
No, I think there's a lot of pace in the race, actually. There's horses that like to go forward. I just think it'll be, you know, whatever the orders are for each individual jockey. My Guardian Angel, that likes to go forward. Piscino likes to go forward. So, you know, there's enough pace in the race. And, last year, having ridden in the race, it was a good gallop all the way through. There was no hiding place. You know, nobody was treating it as if it was just an exercise gallop. It was proper racing conditions. And, you know, I think each jockey will ride to their orders.
Okay, then. And if I had to nail you down for a selection in the race, Dale?
Yeah, if you had to really nail me down, it's going to be Winslow, Arizona for me.
Okay, then. Michael Bell's Winslow, Arizona sneaks in there. Off joint bottom weight. Willie Ryan takes the ride and hopefully can get a good tune out of it. Thank you very much for your time, Dale. Good luck with those picks. Good luck in the race. I hope it's a great spectacle. It usually is. I'm very much looking forward to watching it, and hopefully a lot of money will be raised for charity.
Super. Thanks very much for your time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.